You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Birmingham Southern head baseball coach Jan Weisberg. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us today.
No problem. Enjoy being here.
Coach, take us through your mindset. I know right now as we speak you still have 1 weekend of conference play, but take us through your mindset as you guys begin to get ready for the SCAC tournament next weekend in Millington, Tennessee.
Well, we really haven't done too much different, Jeff, to be honest with you. You know, in the back of our minds, you think about we'd love to win the tournament, we'd love to win a championship, but, you know, the ultimate goal is to hopefully get a regional bid, and we put ourselves, I think, in contention to at least be considered. So it really is, with starting with Piedmont last night and with Millsaps, 3 games this weekend, going into the tournament, those games are just as big as the tournament. You know, I know we may have wrapped up the number one seed, and we feel good about that, but it's not a situation where, you know, we'll rest guys this weekend against Millsaps. To us, you know, every game is important for us heading into that tournament, and when we get there, I think we'll kind of do the same thing. I hate to sound like it's a cliche, but we'll take it one game at a time, and that's all we've been doing. We don't try to plan out for 3 or 4 or 5 games in advance. We just try to win the next one in front of us.
Coach, right now, currently 29-6 on the season. Talk a little bit about who have been the keys to your season this far, thus far, as the Panthers have continued a pretty successful run, especially now in your first year of eligibility for postseason competition.
Well, I think obviously, you know, Bruce Maxwell is a very special player, and he's probably at the forefront. I've been very impressed. You know, he's most likely going to go in the draft this year, but has stayed just humble and kept working and kind of been pitched around a little bit, but been real patient, has put together, I mean, one of the best offensive years I've ever seen. Beyond him, we're just kind of a workmanlike offensively. Nobody really stands out. We just kind of will put the ball in play. And as a group, I think we've won with pitching and defense. You know, we haven't in the past. We've won with offense. And we're in every game, which gives us a chance. And that's because, you know, we've had good starting pitching, starting with, you know, freshman Blake Stevens, who's had a real good year. But our bullpen is the best, you know, I've ever had in our 5 years here. And they've just done a stand-up job, and I think our bullpen ERA is below a 2, and that's been a huge part of doing what we've been doing.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Birmingham Southern head coach Jan Weisberg. Jan, talk a little bit about what this means. Finally, Birmingham Southern has cleared the desert, so to speak, through your provisional process. Now you're finally eligible for postseason competition. Talk a little bit about what this means for the program.
Well, it means a lot. You know, we thought we were going to be able to compete last year when this first transition first went down, but they didn't count our first year, I guess, when we didn't even have a team as one of our years. But, you know, it seems like it would never get here. And, you know, to the players' credits that just graduated last year, those 20 seniors that did so much in their 4 years but couldn't go to the postseason, you know, they just kept playing as if they could. And, you know, it was one reason why we went out and played at Trinity last year, was to just give them a taste of, you know, playing the best of the best, since they weren't allowed to, I guess you'd say. But the one thing we wanted to do was put this program in a position to where when they left, you know, we could be in a position to compete for conference championships and regional bids every year. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people thought we would do it. They looked at the roster and saw we were losing so much and how young we would be. And I think we believed it, and we told our team that. But it feels real good to know that you know, I guess it's a program standing, not necessarily just that group of players was good, but that the program is strong and healthy. And, you know, to finally compete this first year and be in a good position feels really good.
Jan, you talked about the 20 seniors you lost last year. What has been the key to maintaining the success that you've had, you know, the last few years this year, especially after losing such a large senior class last year?
Well, I think it was, we were pretty consistent because of the approach, and it's, you know, it's something we teach, but it's not me, it's the players. And, you know, they bought into it, and hence, you know, everybody that comes in underneath them just kind of saw that, okay, this is how we approach things. And every year is different, you know, and I think that's one thing this club understood was we'll win, but it'll be different. You know, we're going to have to play defense. We're going to have to pitch because we don't have, you know, Sam Hill and Drew Leachman and J.D. Hulse and Brandon Rico. And it's been fun, man. It's not a perfect team. We've got a lot of holes. but they just come to compete, and I think that's the overriding factor.
Coach, last question for you. We'll let you leave on this, but you did mention the fact that even though you have one weekend of conference play left, you have wrapped up the number one seed in the East, which means you've actually you know who you'll play. You'll open up the SCAC Championship on Thursday, April 26th, against Dallas, the 3 seed out of the West, at 7 p.m. Central. Talk a little bit about that matchup and just especially the fact that Dallas is in its first year in the SCAC, and just that fact that you don't really see many of the teams out of the West.
Right, and they're I don't know much about them, to be honest with you, and it's kind of like playing, I tell our guys, a midweek game when, you could tell me who they're throwing, and that wouldn't mean anything to me because I just don't know much about them. And to be honest with you, we're not huge on scouting reports or doing too much research. We kind of like to focus on the game. I'll maybe do a little bit and find out some things, but it looks like they've got a guy that can really run at the top of the order. They've got a couple starting pitchers that'll keep them in ball games. But we don't know much about those West teams. We played Hendricks this year. We did go out and play Trinity last year. So, out of the other 5 teams in the tournament, they're the one team that I really don't, know anything about. So, but I do know this. I think any of these teams can win the tournament. All of us have put together runs of a week or 10 days that it's been really good baseball. So we're definitely not taking them lightly. It's not like we're going to look past them or throw off and, say, oh, there's a win. They can beat us just like anybody else in this tournament can beat us.
Birmingham Southern head coach Jan Weisberg and the rest of his Panthers will open up their first ever SCAC championship next weekend, April 26th, against Dallas at 7 p.m. Central at Millington, Tennessee's USA Stadium. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and best of luck at the SCAC championships.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Glad to be here.